And now, breathing in again. This time, I'd like you to sense your physical being entirely, completely embody this physical manifestation right here on this earth at this point in time in this era we are living through. For millennia, they have called us mad, disturbed, and even dangerous. But you know now that what they feared most was our divine feminine power. The power to rebalance our world in ways they tried to make us forget, to denounce, to ridicule, even within and amongst ourselves. Hi and welcome to Ramblings of a Madwoman. My name is Zoe and I'm a shamanic artist and sacred expression alchemist, uncovering and deep diving into our personal and collective soul embodiment is what I absolutely live for. Join me here in these conversations as we unravel the lunacy of our times and bring our wildest, full-feeling and multi-dimensional selves back online.
Take a breath. Expand your lungs gently. And ease the flow of air all the way down the front of the spine and the back of the spine too. Right into your belly. Into the whole of your pelvis. Allow this area to completely soften and expand with the breath. And then as you need to exhale, just allow this area to recede gently again, watching the flow of air all the way back up and out of the body. Take another breath. Inhaling and releasing the shoulders and the neck and the throat. And again, following the path of air as it expands within the body, from the inside out, expanding into all those little areas of tightness and constriction and limitation, just gently easing them open. And then allowing yourself to exhale, to soften, release again, and feel the effects of that simple expansion tingling through the body. Take one last deep breath here. Allowing it to completely fill up. As if you're inflating yourself gently and compassionately from the inside. And just watching that vital energy reaching your fingertips like a glove inflating. Your toes, the roots of your hair. The bony protrusions on your spine. Right into the fullness of your ribs. and then slowly allowing it all to deflate again. And sinking into the presence of how this feels. To simply expand and contract into your own being without expectation or limitation. Now, in this space, as you sit or lie here, become fully present within yourself. And slowly begin to ask yourself the question, who am I? And whatever thoughts or feelings or images flood in, just allow them to appear. Be curious. Be surprised. Whatever emotions come up in answer to this question, just watch. Often what comes up for us when we think of our identity or labels, we may think of ourselves as a partner, a wife, a daughter, a mother, an artist, a creative, a professional, self-employed, whatever labels come up for you, just again fall into that realm of slightly detached curiosity. And again ask yourself that question, who am I? Who am I? Take another breath. And as you do so, inhale this question into your body. Allow it to swirl around inside you, watching its fluid movement, sensing it, sensing that question. Reaching and touching and gently probing the inside of your physical self. As if it is an animate thing in itself. Who am I? And now, breathing in again, this time I'd like you to sense your physical being entirely, completely embody this physical manifestation right here on this earth at this point in time in this era we are living through. Who am I? Who am I in this time and space and pure physicality? You might connect with thoughts or images of how you look, and that's fine. That's part of your physical manifestation. And what I'd also urge you to tap into is how you feel. How does your physical being really feel? Today, right now, of course. But what about more generally, every day, every year? Who am I? Who am I physically? How does it feel to be me? Through the ups and downs, the highs and lows, through all the curvatures of our lifespan, all the achievements and the disappointments and the grief and the love, through all of it, how does it feel to be me? Breathe in that sense of self. Let yourself feel it in the very skin of your being. Let yourself feel it in the roots of your hair, in your bones, in your muscles, in what you can taste and see and hear and smell and touch. Who am I? Breathe in that question again. And now take it beyond the physical. Imagine swirling energies around your physical self. Thinking into the bubble of energy that reaches out from the surface of your skin, from the boundary of your skin. Some 10 feet around you. Feel into this space and ask yourself again, who am I? Who fills this space? This space 10 feet around me in every direction, above and below, and side to side and front and back, and all the spaces in between. What identity fills this globe? What energy is this? Who am I? Keep your attention within this space, beyond the physical, beyond even the breath. But yet not just within the mental or emotional realm either, it is beyond. This extension of yourself. Who is it? Swirling, glittering, sparkling, shifting and changing. Gently pulsating as if it has its very own heartbeat. Sensing into this very being, this extra physical being, beyond the physical. And breathe into this space. Now inhale here. Allowing yourself to expand fully into this 10-foot radius all around you, filling it up with your breath. And as you exhale, allow yourself to transcend beyond even this space. And ask yourself again, who am I? Who am I? Beyond my physical and beyond my direct energetic sphere, between this space and the cosmos, what is there here? How do I identify myself? Can I look down at the physical, at the energetic being here on Earth and say, this is who I am. That's me right there. Can I merge with this being? Can I invite her out beyond all her preconceived limitations, all her preconditioned expectations? Her beliefs, her values even. Can I invite her to meet me out here, beyond all of that, and then invite her to ask again, who am I? Can you inhabit this space, even just for a moment, just for an inkling of a moment, feeling into what it might be like to have zero constrictions upon who you are. Zero contraction within your current preconceived, current accepted identity. This is not a question of who you could be or who you might be one day. This is simply who you are your core. A core that connects directly via a golden web to the universe, to the cosmos, to everything and everyone, every being, every animal, every energy source on this planet and beyond. Who am I in all of this? And what does that feel like? Expand into this feeling. Expand into this potential as you breathe deeply. And with every inhale, bringing that potential right back, all the way back inside your physical being, via that golden web of connection, grounding it and rooting down. Confirming this expanded identity, accepting and acknowledging and honoring this expansive potential. Breathe. 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 Now gently take your hands and place them over your heart space, one on top of the other. And gently turning the corners of your mouth towards the sky. And just allowing this magical, expansive energy to flow through you and to radiate out. And to feel bathed in this energy all at once. This is who you are.
Thanks for listening, everyone. If you loved this episode, please share on social media and tag me at Zoe K. M. Foster and consider leaving a review on your podcast platform. For more shamanic artistry and sacred expression alchemy, head over to zoekmfoster.com and remember, stay wild and true.